Note, if you have a noisemaker, please go ahead and silence it out of respect for the people sitting around you and for the guest presenter that will be doing the business briefing portion of the training today. This gentleman has come all the way down from Boise, Idaho to share this information with us. This gentleman is a stay-at-home father and makes a six-figure income in Legal Shield. Now, it's one thing to make six-figure income in corporate America. You're doing pretty darn good. It's another thing to wake up when you're done sleeping. And trust me, I can validate. He sleeps until he is done sleeping. I've been on a lot of trips with him. The challenge is his wife doesn't get to sleep until she's done sleeping because of his snoring. Trust me, I've been on trips with him. But how cool would that be? To be able to make a six-figure income and never have to go punch a time clock for another man. How cool would that be to know that if something ever happened to you, your family inherits that income that keeps coming in, even if you're not alive. That's the definition of true freedom, is when money comes in, whether you're working or not. And this gentleman, again, has reached the six-figure level, and corporate has appointed him as the network vice president. President for the entire state of Idaho. Would you all give it up for my good friend, Mr. Damian Sheber?
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Mr. Hall said if I was done by 10:30, he'd buy me lunch. So the bottom line is, mid-sentence, whatever it is, I'm done at 10:30. All right. But in all honesty, real quick, nothing happens in a marketplace without the help of amazing volunteers, amazing leaders. And so please, let's give it up for Mr. Hall, for Rami, for the cowboy in the back, for the ladies out front. Okay. Appreciate them so much. You know, real quick, I'll tell you my story. I'll keep it brief because everyone's heard the five B's, right? The five B's are the five things that you need to do as a presenter, right? Be brief, baby, be brief. Okay, so how many of you have ever had a job that you hated? Okay, a few of you. How many of you have ever had a job that you loved? Okay, and the reality is, here's what I found out, because I've had jobs that I hated. I worked on Wall Street in a support role for, you know, a number of years. Absolutely hated it. I was good at it. They paid me well, but I didn't feel like I came alive until 6 p.m. I worked 10 to 6, and so I didn't feel like I came alive until I walked out the door every day for my job, right? Then I got into the mortgage business. I moved out west, got into the mortgage business. Never thought I was going to leave the mortgage business. That's how much I loved it. You know, Amber remembers we were talking about, I'm going to do this for the next 30, 40 years, right? And that's what I thought, because I loved it. I loved going to work every day. But the problem was that Dave's cousin, my good friend, Doug Atwood, showed me Legal Shield, and I saw a better way than working for the next 30 to 40 years. Even though I loved my job, I saw a better way. And 14 months later, I was able to retire from my job. I've been job free now for over 8.5 years. And it's been just an amazing life because, like Mr. Hall said, you know, it's nice to get up when you're done sleeping. You know, as I've gotten older, I've been done sleeping like 3 in the morning. I get up, I'm up for 3 hours, but I don't have to worry about it because then I can go back to bed at 6 or 7 and get up at 11 or noon or whatever the deal is, you know. So whenever my body's sleeping, it's sleeping. Whenever I'm up, I'm up. In fact, I had to get up early. Mr. Ryan Ellison right here came up and did a group school in Idaho. And even though I had to get up early, I still managed to be 2 hours late to group school. Had to buy everyone lunch to make up for it. But it's not really my story. I share my story with you not because it's remarkable, but because it's unremarkable. Right? If it was remarkable, you might say, oh, I can't do what Damian did. I could see why he's successful. But because it's unremarkable, here's what I know. Everyone here can do what I've done with Legal Shield. But I want to tell you a remarkable story, and I want to start with this gentleman right here because he's got the remarkable story. Mr. Harlan Stonecipher was a school teacher, and then he got into insurance because he realized school teachers don't make enough money. Any school teachers in the room that can vouch for that? Okay. He started selling insurance part-time, then he transitioned to full-time, and then he was on his way to an insurance appointment when a lady came across a double yellow line and hit him. That's that picture in the upper right-hand corner right there. That's back when cars were made out of metal, right? So you know she did some damage. She was actually cited by Highway Patrol, and yet she turned around and sued him. Now, we're not surprised at that type of tactic today, but back in 1969, that was unusual, to say the least. Let me put it this way. When I watched reruns of the Andy Griffith Show, I never saw that, right? But he spent a year of his life and a year of his salary defending himself in this frivolous lawsuit. How many of you would like to spend a year of your salary defending yourself in a frivolous lawsuit, right? And that's the reality. He came out, he was victorious, but they said, congratulations, you won. He said, what'd I win? I spent a year of my life, a year of my salary to prove what everyone knew in the first place, right? That it wasn't my fault, that it was her fault. And so he started looking, because he was in insurance, he started looking for an insurance product that would have protected him from a frivolous lawsuit. But back in 1969, 1970, 1971, he didn't find anything. And in 1972, he found some things over in Europe and copied them, took the best parts of those plans, because they've had legal expense plans in Europe for over a century now. Right? He took the best parts of those plans and started what became Prepaid Legal Services and today Legal Shield. Right? And 1972 launched a company. And here's the good news. It's a remarkable story. Right? Good old boy from Oklahoma makes good. New York Stock Exchange company that's valued over $1 billion today, privately held again, but over $1 billion. That's a remarkable story. I don't know that I could do what Mr. Stone Cipher did. But in all honesty, I don't have to, right? And that's the brilliance of it all, right? Is I don't have to do what he did, because he created an opportunity for all of us. We could do some simple things and benefit off of the company that Mr. Stone Cipher created. Fair enough? Again, 1972, 4.6 million lives today. We've got a dedicated network of quality law firms in all 50 states, four Canadian provinces, and a couple of things before I go through the membership. The very first thing I want you to know is that I've been a member, this month will be 10 years, and in 10 years I've used my membership 132 times. Now, that sounds like a lot, right? But the reality is, if it was a gym membership and I had only used it 132 times, you'd be like, Damien, seriously, you need to go a little more often, right? But here's the reality, 132 times only breaks down to it's just over once a month. Right, just over once a month, I'm checking with my law firm, asking a question, maybe getting something reviewed, whatever the deal is. I want you to know two things about those 132 times. Number one, I wish I could say it was perfect and that it worked every time. But anytime you're dealing with people, how many of you deal with people in your jobs? All right? As you know, anytime you're dealing with people, nothing goes perfectly, right? But I've been a happy member 127 out of 132 times. I'd say that's worth $1.15 that I pay every day, right? $1, whatever it is, right? The second thing I want you to know about those 132 times, though, is that without a legal plan, I would have called on one thing in 10 years, right? One thing was big enough that I would have spent the money to talk to an attorney. That means I was able to call on 131 other things because I didn't have to check my checkbook before I checked my rights. Does that make sense? So tremendous, tremendous value. The last thing I want you to know is that everyone's covered. Me and my wife have 11 children. As Mr. Hall has pointed out on a number of occasions, that's a product of working from home, right? So but we have 11 kids. All 11 of my kids are on my legal plan. 9 of my 11 kids are on my ID Shield plan. And then I pay for my two oldest on the ID Shield separately, because on the legal plan, they're covered up to the age of 18 or up to the age of 26 if they're single and living at home, or if they're single and a full-time college student. So my problem is that they're living at home and they're full-time college students. So there you go. So everyone's covered, though. Fair enough? Here's what you get. The very first thing you get with Legal Shield is unlimited advice on personal issues. Right? Now, I'm going to go through the family plan today, but I want you to know we have business plans, we have commercial driver's plans, we have all kinds of plans to fit, you know, your circumstances. Right? But I'm going to go through the family plan because everyone can use this, right? It doesn't matter if you're a family of one or a family of 13 like mine, right? Everyone's covered. So the very first thing you get is unlimited advice on personal issues. What does that mean? That means it could be the fence, the neighbor, the property line. You know, it could be that blue truck, or the dog won't stop barking next door. You tried to return a defective product, met with some resistance, or a manufacturer wouldn't honor a warranty. It could be that there's something on your credit report that shouldn't be. We're not talking about identity theft. We're talking about you're fighting with a company and they're saying, well, we're going to just report you late, or we're going to report this or whatever, right? So there could be something on your credit report that shouldn't be. It could be that you're being hounded by a debt collector for something you don't owe. Or maybe you do owe it, but you don't have it all right now. Can we help you negotiate a payment plan, right? Whatever the problem is, I want you to be able to pick up the phone and talk to an attorney, not to a paralegal, not to a phone bank, but to someone who's passed the bar in the state of Utah or in whatever state you're having the issue in, because you're covered nationwide. So if you go down to Disney with the family and you have an issue with the hotel while you're down there, I want you to be able to pick up the phone and talk to an attorney in California. Fair enough? All right? And it doesn't have to be something bad. Right, so many times we think, I just named a bunch of negative situations. I understand. So many times we think, something bad would have to happen for us to use an attorney. Let me ask you a question. Do you think wealthy people only use attorneys when something bad happens? No, they use it proactively, right? I still remember when you brought Melvin Hall out. What an incredible event. This was got to be 6 years ago now, but Melvin Hall talked about how we should be using our Legal Shield membership the same way a bank president would use his legal department, right? When marketing comes to the bank president, they say, we want to do this. The bank president doesn't say, well, great, let's roll it out. And if we run into any issues, we'll let legal deal with it, right? No. What happens is they say, let's run it by legal. And if they don't have any problems with it, then we'll roll it out, right? Same thing. So let me give you an example. Two summers ago, I read a book called The Power of Zero. It's about getting into the 0% tax bracket for retirement. I read the book. I had some questions. Now, for most people, that's where it stops, right? Back burner. Questions. Big wall, right? But I didn't have to back burner, and I didn't have to try and Google an answer. I was able to pick up the phone and talk to my tax and estate planning attorney. I said, Chris, I've read this book. I've got like a half a dozen questions. He said, fire away. Whatever I don't know, I'll look up. And I asked him six questions. He answered four or five on the spot. He looked up one or two and got back to me. But because I read the book and because I called my attorney, my son, who was 15 at the time, was able to open up an IRA. I didn't have an individual retirement account until I was in my mid-30s. He's way ahead of where I'll be. Does that make sense? Right? I once called, Amber and I were going to Jamaica, right, because the company sent us to Jamaica this past summer. She says to me, hey, listen, I think I've got everything taken care of. I've got all the kids farmed out. Because when you have 11 kids, nobody wants to watch them all, right? So it's like two go here, three go here, right? So she's like, I got all the kids farmed out. She's like, am I missing anything? I said, I don't even know why I said this, but just, I guess, out of habit, I said, I don't know, call the attorneys, right? Because she had a question. So anytime you have a question, right? But she had a question. I said, call the attorneys. She did. The attorney said, well, did you leave a limited power of attorney with the people who will be watching the kids? She goes, no. Now, this isn't typical, but the attorney said, well, let's do that right now. And he typed one up, emailed it to us. We printed it out, went to the bank, had it notarized. We left one with my daughter and one with my mother-in-law, right? So if anything happened, you know, no worries. Amber got on the plane, and we've been out of the country a number of times, but she got on the plane that time feeling way better, way more relaxed because she knew everything got handled. Does that make sense? Little things to be proactive. Listen, I once called about what the minimum babysitting age in Idaho was. Because at $1 per hour per kid, I was paying my babysitter more than some people make on their jobs. It's like, when can I stop paying a babysitter and just start abusing my oldest? Hey, we're going out again. You're babysitting for free again. You know. So whatever the question, it doesn't have to be something negative. It doesn't have to be a dispute with the neighbor or with a company. It's, I just want to be proactive. Maybe I want to do some financial planning. I run everything by my attorney, right? Because we should, okay? Second thing you get are letters and phone calls made on your behalf. So if while you're talking to the attorney, they think a letter or a phone call is going to solve that issue, they're going to write that letter or make that phone call. And I'm just going to tell you, too. I've got a whole stack of letters if you want to see some afterwards. But I'm just going to tell you, too. This is my friend Jason Mack. He bought his and her cell phones from T-Mobile because they were going to be free after the rebate. And then T-Mobile didn't pay the rebate. How many of you ever had that experience? A few of you? So what do most people do? Well, he did what you and I would do. He called up T-Mobile and said, hey, listen, the sales guy told me, and let me talk to your supervisor, let me talk to your manager. Right? He spent an hour on the phone getting angry and frustrated but didn't get his situation resolved. Now, what do most people do in that situation? They get on Facebook and they talk about how bad T-Mobile is, right? But he didn't have to do that because he pays $1 a day. He was able to, by the way, I forgot to mention, price of the membership, $24.95 a month, okay? $0.83 a day, right? Whatever it works out to be. I think it's $0.83 a day, though, right? Our ID shield, when I get to that, $24.95 a month, $0.83 a day to protect the family, right, on either one. So because he pays $1 a day, he was able to call his law firm. Spoke to Maggie Chappelle. Maggie said, you know, that doesn't sound right to me either. I'll write a letter for you. And I love it because she's writing to Mr. Walker. What does that say right there?
T-Mobile Wireless Legal Department.
T-Mobile Wireless Legal Department. That's a little different than customer no service that you and I have to deal with, right? And I love it. It says, your actions in this matter are unprofessional, unacceptable, legally actionable. How many agree that's probably the key phrase? Okay. To avoid further action, please remit $150 to Mr. and Mrs. Mack within 10 days. Amazingly enough, 10 days later, T-Mobile says, here's your money. Same thing he asked for. But when the attorney asked, got a different result. Now, here's the difference between Jason and me. He spent an hour on the phone. I spent 5 minutes on the phone. I think he forgot he had a legal plan. I never forget, right? So, because they say elephants never forget, right? Okay, just saying. So I called up AT&T, because it's not just T-Mobile, it's all of them, right? I said, hey, you weren't supposed to charge me this $40. They said, sorry, sir, the charge is valid. How many of you have ever heard something like that? I hate it. I absolutely hate it, because they say it like you can't argue with them, right? Sorry, sir, the charge is valid. I'm like, actually, ma'am, it's invalid, because I know big words, too. But that's okay. You're just doing your job. I just need the address to your legal department. So I'm literally on and off the phone in 5 minutes. I don't have to get angry. I don't have to get frustrated. But I don't have to take it either, okay? And she gives me the address. I call my attorney. I tell him the story. I give him the address. He writes a 2-page letter for me. Lo and behold, I get my $40 back, right? Simple stuff. And you say, who calls an attorney over 40 bucks? I agree. No one does, because it costs more to talk to the attorney. But if it only cost me 83 cents today, then does it make sense to call him and see if I can get my 40 bucks back? Because how many of you make less than $40 an hour? You understand? If there was $40 missing from your paycheck, would HR hear about it? Would payroll hear about it? So it's not that $40 isn't important. It's just that we don't feel like we have recourse most of the time. Legal Shield gives us recourse. Does that make sense? All right. So advice, letters and phone calls, contract and document review. How many of you know wealthy people? There we go. Never sign anything without having their attorney review it. True or true? Okay. How many of you know that we're not wealthy because we sign everything without having our attorney review it? Okay. But 10 years ago, that stopped for me, and I started sending everything in. In all honesty, George, I started sending everything in, not because I was a member, but because I was an associate, right? And I wanted to say, hey, George, you know what? I sent in 10 things this year. I mean, things that were like no-brainers. I would look at it and be like, this is a waste of their time. But hey, it's part of my membership. I'm going to send it in anyway, right? And they would call me back on these no-brainers and say, Damien, don't sign it. And I was like, what? Why not? And they told me why, and what I found out is I may understand the contract, I may understand the situation. I don't necessarily understand the law, and the law is always changing. So now I send everything in, because when you're raising 11 kids, you can't afford to make financial mistakes. I would say when she's raising one kid, we can't afford to make financial mistakes, right? So that's the idea. But my legal plan, just those three areas of my legal plan, saved my wife and I $30,000 my first 6 years of being a member. I stopped counting after that. All right? On top of that, you get your will, your living will, your health care power of attorney, even your durable power of attorney. Be careful with that last one, because that's giving someone license on your life, right? But, you know, here's what I know. I had 7 kids at the time that I became a Legal Shield member, and I had no will. And you'd say, Damien, that's a little irresponsible. I'd agree. Okay, I'd agree. But here's what I know. When you're raising 7 kids, we didn't have $600, $700, $800 to get our wills done, right? But when they said, Damien, it's $1 a day, I was like, that makes sense. Sign me up, right? And so if you walked in here without a will today, you get to walk out with the opportunity to get your will done included in your membership. Fair enough? There we go. So speeding tickets. How many of you would like to be able to write off your speeding tickets? That's what I do. I write them off because they're market research for me. Okay. But in all honesty, you know, listen, we don't fix tickets. We don't fix tickets, but, you know, we're happy to try and help. So if you get a moving traffic infraction, right, not a misdemeanor, an infraction, because we all pay too much for insurance already, right? Any insurance agents in the room? You know, just out of curiosity, do you know anyone, any of your clients think that they pay too little for insurance? Not a single person, right? We all pay too much for insurance. So here's the reality. So many times we get a ticky-tack ticket, right? the speed limit changed from 35 to 30, and we didn't notice, and we were going 38 to begin with, and now we get nailed, right? And the cop writes us a ticket, and we're like, really? You got nothing better to do than give me a ticket to, you know? Here's the reality. How many of you know that the cost of the ticket is not what you're paying to the court? It's what you're paying to your insurance company, right? So if we can keep the fine, you know, reduce the fine, if we can get the points off your record, we're happy to try and do that. Can't guarantee it all the time, but I know Mr. Hall has had great success here in Utah. Ryan Ellison was sharing a story with us up in Idaho last week. Same thing, right? So make sure that you never, ever just pay the ticket. You always make sure you give it to your attorney. Let him take a whack at it. Never hurts, right? Next thing. Right? Hopefully these things never happen, but they're included in the membership just in case. If you're ever audited by the IRS, right? You get a schedule of hours to help resolve that issue. If you're ever sued in a civil suit, not criminal law, not family law, if you're ever sued in a civil suit over a dollar amount, right? You've got protection there. 24/7 access. Whoops. Family domestic services. Forgot about that, right? So uncontested family services, divorce, adoption, separation, name change, all covered under the membership. 24/7 access in case of an emergency. So if you ever questioned, arrested, detained, child protective services on your doorstep, served with a warrant. More commonly, if you're involved in an accident where somebody's injured. In those six situations, you can have an attorney on the phone in just a few minutes. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, 7 a.m. Christmas morning or 1 a.m. New Year's Eve or 11 p.m. on the 4th of July when you're hanging out with Sally Gilbert firing off illegals, right? Help is only a few minutes away, right? So that's the idea, right? And then 25% off anything I haven't covered. So $24.95 for everything I've already covered and then anything else at a discount. So things like family law where it is contested. Right, divorce, child custody, child support, things like, you know, criminal law, DUIs, DWIs, you know, bank robberies, whatever your weekend hobbies are. I heard about you, right? Bankruptcies included, wills are included in the membership, trust would be at a discount. Listen, my mother-in-law got something patented under the 25% discount, saved her $3,000 as she was starting up her business, right? One use of the membership, okay? So again, a dollar a day, $2.50 an hour, up to you, right? On top of that, the best identity theft protection in the market. And I'm not going to go through everything, but I will tell you, this is what brought me over to Legal Shield from the mortgage business. Because if I pull credit on these five people today, one of them was okay, three of them had minor discrepancies that needed to be fixed, but one was a victim. That was 10 years ago. Today, it'd be one out of two. You're a victim, you're not, you're a victim, you're not, you're a victim, you're not. That was off of one breach with Equifax, you know, a year and a half ago now, right? That's not the other 1,000 breaches that have occurred between then and now, right? We're all victims just waiting to happen. We need to be proactive and protect ourselves. If you're a family, right, $24.95. If you're an individual, $9.95. Right, and we're going to take care of the problem, right? Because the thing that separates us, we're going to do what you'd expect us to do. We're going to monitor your credit and any account you register with us. We're going to protect your social media accounts as well, right? But we're going to do what nobody else does, and that's we're going to give you direct access to licensed private investigators who are going to go in as you, for you, with you, to go and restore your name in case your identity is stolen, right? It's going to be our time, our effort, our energy that puts your life back together. All right, there you go. So both plans together, $49.90 a month for an individual on the ID Shield individual here, you know, $34.90 a month. Again, a dollar a day, right? This is $1.15 a day. That's unbelievably cheap. $1.67 a day. If I buy a bottle of water at a gas station, how much does that run me? More than my legal plan does. Does that make sense? So here we go. Most people didn't come out today to hear about the membership, although hopefully you saw some value there, because if you don't see a value in the membership, we don't have an opportunity for you, okay? If you see a value in the membership, then hopefully not only will you get it, but hopefully you know some people that could use it. And if you know some people that can use it, then we should get started. And how do we get started with the opportunity? We do it through team building and word of mouth marketing, right? There's two ways to get started. It's either $249 or it's $330. Okay, $249 is $249 up front today. $330 is $99 down, $21 a month after that. Fair enough? So one's better for value, one's better for cash flow. Does that make sense? All right, cool deal. You put your 99 down, or hopefully you put your 249 down. I'm just going to throw all these numbers up here. Boom. Okay. And you become an associate. As an associate, you market that same 49.90 plan I just went over, you're going to make $60. It took me 20 minutes to go over that membership. So if I sit down with someone, I show them the membership, and they buy it, that means I just made $60, not in an hour, in 20 minutes. Right? That's $180 an hour. You know, and I don't know who's making $180 an hour here, but that's pretty good money. Okay? So if we sit down and share with someone, and we do that a few times, right? We do that either three times, and we recruit one person, or we sell six memberships. Either way, I got excited that I didn't have to recruit somebody, okay? Because I always thought those things don't work. How many of you thought those things don't work? Okay? I'm telling you, those things don't work, but Legal Shield does, okay? Those other things don't work, right? But here's why I thought that, because if I have to recruit Hunter, I have to recruit Hunter to level up in a comp plan or to try and make money, because some deals out there, I don't make money unless I recruit Hunter, okay? So if I have to recruit Hunter, I wasn't really interested. I was in the mortgage business. I saw an amazing membership that all my clients could use. How many of you own a house? You all should have wills, right? How many of you have credit reports? You all should have identity theft protection. You could see where I was in the mortgage business thinking that. Like every single one of my clients could use this membership. But I wasn't interested in having to recruit my client. Does that make sense? All right. I don't think I'm going to finish at 10:30. Now I got to buy Dave lunch. This sucks. Anyway, I wasn't interested in having to recruit Hunter, right? I just thought, man, if I could sell six memberships and they'll double my pay. You see that? They're going to double my pay. I never worked anywhere where they doubled my pay. They said, Damien, I know we're only paying you 20 grand this year. Starting tomorrow, 40 grand. That never happened. Right? You know, I would try and go justify, stuff to my wife before I tried it on my boss, right? I'm going to think about telling this to Thomas tomorrow, honey. What do you think? She'd be like, yeah, good luck. But I'll start looking at the want ads for you because, right? No one's going to double my pay, but right after we sell six memberships, they double your pay. $120 for 20 minutes. But here's what happened to me. I called up my brother-in-law. I married the oldest of eight. My brother-in-law was the second oldest. He's 5 years younger than me. I called him up. He and I are pretty close. We do everything together. I said, dude, I just got started with Legal Shield. You're doing this with me. So I wasn't interested in recruiting anybody except my brother-in-law. We were going to do this together because we did everything together. So I called him up. I said that, dude, you're doing this with me. By the way, not the best way to recruit. But it worked, okay? Because he said, what? I said, yeah. He said, I mean, literally, this is the conversation. I was like, dude, you're doing this with me. He said, what? I said, yeah. He said, he asked me a question. I gave him an answer. And I don't even remember what the question was, but he said, what do you need? I was his loan officer. I had all his information. I said, just your credit card. Right? Gave me his credit card. We signed him up. He's a director on my team today, okay? But the reality is, he loves his membership. He got to director pretty quickly. He hasn't done anything in years, but he still loves his membership. He still keeps it, right? So I did 3-1. We moved up. Bam. Now I'm making twice the money that I was, right? We keep going. Get to 15, 140, 50. All these numbers here, I don't know why I'm pointing with my hand. All these numbers here, right? You could do them by yourself or with the team, okay? But here's what I want you to understand. Not everybody. Everybody needs our membership. How many of you would agree with that? Okay, after what I showed you. Okay, not everybody's going to be excited about the opportunity. Okay, some people might even sign up and then not do anything. Now follow me. Because in other companies, that would be frustrating. I'm not going to say it's not frustrating in Legal Shield. Okay, but my success in Legal Shield is not dependent upon getting everyone to do something. right? So if I show it to Steve, he's not interested, great. If I show it to Ashley, she's not interested, great. If I show it to Ryan, he takes some time to get going, great. I show it to John, he's ready to go right now. I know, thank you. I already told them. you were gone. I said, I'm going to have to buy Dave lunch now. He's in the back going like this. We got to go to a buffet. I need to keep it cheap. Anyway, but that's the idea, right? If Ryan takes some time to get going, great. If John's ready to go, because when I signed up John Walker, right, he and Kylie were talking about starting a family, and they were looking for a way to keep her at home. He was ready to roll, right? So he started right away. Fantastic. I sign up Amber. She does a little bit here and there. It's okay. I sign up Hunter. You know, Hunter takes off. I sign up Sally. Sally doesn't do anything for what, 10 months?
Yeah.
Right? I sign up the grass. They decide not to do anything. It doesn't matter. Because my success in Legal Shield is dependent not on any one particular person. I don't need everyone I sign up to do something, right? I can go out. In fact, this is a book called The Profiles of Success. Okay? It's a book of everyone who's making close to or over six figures with our company. Okay? That's a pretty thick book. Okay? But about a third of this book, roughly about that many people, are making over six figures, and they have no team whatsoever to speak of, right? When you could go out and make six figures with a company without a person on your team producing, that's a real opportunity. Does that make sense? Yeah. Now, that being said, my brother-in-law did something extraordinary because I signed him up. He signed up other people. And my second month in the business, his team made me an extra $1,500. And I was like, what are you guys doing? And let's do more of it, right? Because that second month in the business was the first month in the mortgage business that I had no income because the mortgage business was going like this at the time, right? And so it should have been an extra $1,500. It ended up being a very necessary $1,500. In fact, it was the first of 4 months in a row I didn't have any income from the mortgage business. Thank God for Legal Shield, right? And so... So you're going to make money when you sell a membership. You're going to make money when your team sells a membership, as long as you're staying ahead of your team. Fair enough? Let's just say, you know, Chris is a manager. Actually, Chris, you're a director, right? So Chris is a director. He goes out and markets a membership. He signs up George, right, for both the membership and as a recruit. He makes $190 signing up George for the $49.90 plan, 20 minutes. Took another 20 minutes to explain the opportunity. George said, I'm in. George goes out and recruits, you know, that whole back row. Okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Maybe he doesn't recruit them all, but he sells 10 memberships. And he would actually move up in the comp plan, but for simplicity's sake, let's just say he got paid $60 on all of them. George just made $600. Is George happy?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I'd be happy. An extra $600 on 1 hour, 2 hours, 3.5 hours worth of work. Extra $600. Okay. Chris makes 30, 20, 20, 20. So $90 on each one. Chris made $900. Is Chris happy? Would he have helped George? You think Chris would have helped George? Yeah, probably. Maybe George doesn't need his help. I went out and did like 3 appointments for John. And then he was like, I can do what you're doing. And he didn't need me ever again. And John Walker's made tens of thousands of dollars with Legal Shield for himself. And he's probably made me tens of thousands of dollars too, right? And anytime he needs my help, he calls me. And guess what? I answer the phone, right? Because why wouldn't I? But typically he doesn't need me. And that's a good situation, right? Because if I'm busy, if I'm sleeping, which I do a lot, okay, then he doesn't need me. And he's still making me money. And there's nothing quite like making money in your sleep. Like, dreams are just better. Because you know when you wake up, you can afford everything you just dreamt about. Okay? Okay, we've got some bonuses as well. Get going. Here's the power of leverage, and we're already talking about this, you know, the team, but this is just in number format, right? Let's just say you built a team over time. You got 5 people your first year. They got 5. They got 5. They got 5. They got 5. Does it actually work this way? It does. I used to think it doesn't. But it does. Do you want to know why? Because you got to go out and recruit more than 5 to find those 5. Does that make sense? You, You got to help them recruit more than five to find their five, and so on and so forth. So it's not that you only have this many people. It's that over time you found enough people that are doing something. But let's say out of those 3,100 people, let's call it 3,000, round down, right? If only 5% sold one membership a month, okay? They're on a mad streak. For those, we'll talk about that later. But you had five people on a mad streak, right? 150 memberships a month. Guess what? You're an executive director, and as an executive director, you're making a $50 override. That's $7,500 a month. Part-time, passive. Whether you did anything or not, okay? If it was only half that, let's say it was only 75 memberships, and you only made $3,750, would that be okay? Passive, part-time, whether you do anything or not. You understand what I'm saying? It's just amazing. And not only do we get passive income, we get residual income, okay? Just like your car insurance. How many of you have car insurance? Okay, everyone, hopefully, right? But the idea is your car insurance agent gets paid month after month after month. How many times do you call your car insurance agent, right? I call mine all the time, by the way. I'm always adding a car, dropping a driver, doing whatever. You know, wish I could drop a driver. Adding a driver, hopefully dropping a car, right? But whatever the deal is. You know, I call mine more often than he would like. I probably make him earn his money with me. But I know most people, Dave Hall, didn't call his insurance agent for years. And when he does, he talks to the secretary. Right? How many of you actually talk to your agent? Right? That's the idea. A few of you, but most of you don't, right? But he gets paid month after month after month after month after month. Okay? Legal Shield, same thing. I signed up my brother-in-law, going back to him, 10 years ago. In 2 weeks, it'll be 10 years on the nose. Right? He'll never be without that membership. I've been paid for 10 years on that 5-minute conversation that I told you about. Right? And let's just say he's one of these guys that runs like Spartan races. I mean, it makes me sick. Just people, you know, 1 Timothy 4:8, by the way, for bodily exercise profiteth little. I have no idea what the rest of the verse says. I stopped reading right there. I was like, that's all I need to justify never having to go to the gym again. but here's the deal. He's one of these guys that runs Spartan races. He keeps himself in incredible shape. My wife's family tends to live a long time anyway. I believe with modern medicine, he'll live to be 105. Okay, he was 30 when I signed him up. That means on that one-time 5-minute conversation, I'll get paid for 75 years. 75 years for 5 minutes worth of work. One time. That's awesome, right? And here's the best part. My business is willable. You know, Dave, you always hear Dave talking about, you know, how he's going to inherit Sally's business, blah, blah, blah. I was having a conversation with Hunter. He's excited. Just kidding. Just kidding. So, because he gets both, right? But here's the deal. It's because it's willable, my kids will inherit my book of business one day, right? And let's say I only live to be 90. That means 50 years from now, 45 years from now, my kids will inherit my business, and they'll get paid on their uncle's membership for the next 20 years. That's a career, right? Because 50 years earlier, I had a one-time 5-minute conversation with their uncle. That's phenomenal, right? On top of that, we have Performance Club. Amazing, 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 amazing. Like, I can't stress it enough. Like, if Dave wasn't charging me by the minute, I'd say amazing 15 more times, right? Because here's the reality. If you're doing this much, minimal. How many of you have ever had a minimum wage job? Anybody? A few of you? Right? First job, worked at a McDonald's or whatever, right? Did you ever get a bonus for working there minimum wage half-time for just showing up? Okay, working half-time, minimum wage, you'd make $8,600 a year. My first year in Legal Shield, we made $7,500, so less than half-time at minimum wage. $7,500, they sent us all expenses paid to Cancun. It was unbelievable, right? On top of that, cash bonuses every day. We've got, you know, again, all these people making close to or over six figures. Right, over 400, over 200 plus, making $50,000 a year. 250 plus, the slide's a little out of date, right, because it's over 250 millionaire club members. Now, we've paid out over $1 billion just in the last decade. I always like to break down large numbers because I think we recognize that they're large, but we don't really fathom what it means. So, Keegan, how much are you making at your job right now? Well, give me an hourly rate or a monthly rate. I don't care. $8 an hour. So here he is learning how to become wealthy. But in the meantime, he's making $8 an hour so he can fund his legal shield business. Let's give it up for Keegan. Yeah. All right. But $8 an hour, that means in order to make $1 million, let's see. Where's my calculator? There it is. So $8 an hour is roughly $16,000 a year. Okay. So 1 million divided by 16,000. You would have to work for 62 and a half years. Like, you would have had to start working as a newborn to retire at Social Security age, right? Okay. 62 and a half years to make $1 million. Just to make $1 million. So you could spend it, okay? But you'd never be a millionaire because you're spending it as you go, okay? 62 and a half years. That means you would have to be working since 2018 minus 25. You'd have to be working since King Henry VIII was on the throne of England beheading Anne Boleyn in order to make $10 million. You would have to be working, you would have to be working since the Tower of Babel was constructed to make $100 million. And you would have to be working since the beginning of the universe, not time, the universe, to make $1 billion. And yet, that's what we've paid out in the last 10 years. We've been blessed to make $100,000 a year with Legal Shield. And in all honesty, I can say I am not that good. Like, people look at me sometimes and say, man, you're a great salesman. It's like the worst thing you could say to me. Like, seriously, because I'm good with people. I understand that, I can present. But if you ask my wife, like, one time, she's here today, but one time I was doing this, a Super Saturday in Oklahoma, and I just told everyone in the room to be quiet, right? And I put her on the phone. And I said, honey, I'm sitting down. I'm here with Hunter. I'm just sitting down with Hunter. And she's on speaker, right? And I've got the mic, like, right here type of deal. I said, Hunter thinks you have to be a good salesman to do this. And she just starts riotously laughing. And then all of a sudden everyone else laughs. And she shuts up because now she's... I'm like, no, that's all I need, honey. I'll talk to you later. Click. Right? You don't have to be a good salesman to do this. Right? You don't have to... You're going to learn everything you need to learn. I promise you. If I can do this, you can do this. But to prove that point, I'm not the only one in Legal Shield making money. And so we've asked a few people to come up and share their quick testimonials. If you've been asked to share a quick, Dave Hall's charging me by the minute, 10-second testimonial, then let's give them a round of applause as they come up.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense accounts, the car I had arrived. It was also broke at a higher level. About 19 years ago, this information was shared with me. It's allowed me to do what I want, when I want, with who I want. I love to have the time freedom to be able to spend the time with my grandkids. I don't have 11 kids, but I have 13 grandkids. To spoil them so much that they love us more than their own parents. We love Legal Shield.
Well, I'm not going to spoil my kids more than, or my grandkids more. But anyway, I'm Sally Gilbert, and I've been in Legal Shield for a few years myself. And you all have heard that I told David no for 10 months. But anyway, finally he dragged me to a meeting just like this. And that's why it's worth it for you to go and see real life people having real life expenses and loving something that changed their life. And that's what changed my life. When I saw the real thing, I tell you, I'm a people person more than the money, and I'll take the money too, but I can live without some of it. But folks, when you have the point and the opportunity to bless somebody's life and have them come and thank you for changing their life, that's my pay, and that's why I love this.
Thank you.
Well, that's awesome. My name is Ryan Ellison, and Damien, now I know why you're the MVP of Idaho, because you're an awesome salesperson. And you are cute. I'd have 11 kids with you as well. No, I'm kidding. This has really took a turn to the crazy land, isn't it? Excuse me. My background is real estate and mortgage as well, and a long time ago, I was faced with this opportunity to look at my future, my dad's future, and he was a wealthy chiropractor. He had lots of money, and now he's retired, and he doesn't have any. And so I had to look at my business and go, am I doing something today that will pay me tomorrow or 10 years or 15 or 20 years? And the answer was no. I was making money today, but I wasn't making enough for the future. So I'm here for the long haul. I'm here for the residual income, and that's what we can all do. Thanks so much.
Ryan, if you hook up with Damien, your Lamaze coach is going to earn her money. My mom gave a testimonial about what the business has done for her. I want to expand just a little bit on her testimonial, because she raised 9 kids from a first marriage, 5 kids from a second marriage. And when the nest was empty in your 60s, looking at a way to make some extra money, she started a new career when most people are done working. And she didn't know how to send an email when I went and showed her this information. And so she didn't understand technology, didn't have a background in sales, no resume, none of that, and yet started a career when most people are done working, and she's already made over $1 million in this business. And it's all willable. Now, I didn't hear about this business until I was 28 years old. I had a wife and 2 kids. I've done manual labor jobs my entire life, just trading time for money. I still don't have a GED today. But we started part-time, and within a few months, we were making more money than my full-time job. Don't get delirious. It didn't take very much money to replace my job. But our second year, we made a 6-figure income, and we've never made less than 6 figures since then. Today, it's a multiple 6-figure income. Yes, it's willable to my favorite kid. I don't know which one that is. I'm just saying it. I'm just saying, depends on how clean my garage is later on tonight. Just lawn needs to be mowed. But it's nice to just be able to spend time with your family and do what you want and travel and stuff like that. You know, this next week, me and my son, he just got home a few months ago from Boston, Massachusetts Mission. We're taking off to go to Boston for a week, because BYU's playing University of Massachusetts next weekend. So we're like, you know what? We're going to just take off, go have fun, go see some history. And you know what? Every single day while we're on vacation next week, we get to wake up to deposits in our bank account because of this business model. I love Legal Shield.
There you go. Am I on? Cool deal. I was texting Sierra while you were talking. I'm like, hey, your dad's telling Hunter that, you know, if he cleans the garage, if you beat him to it, you could get the willable business. So, all right. So, excuse me. So these are the action steps, right? Pretty simple stuff. Number one, you want to become a member. Hopefully, you know, the membership makes sense. And we went through it briefly today. If you have questions, get with the person that circled. That invited you out, circle up with them afterwards, get your questions answered. You know, I'm here, Mr. Hall's here, other leaders are here. Get your questions answered today. But if for some reason you're still unsure, come back and see it on Thursday, right? I don't know who's going to be doing the presentation on Thursday, but I promise you they'll probably do a better job than I did. Okay, fair enough. So come back and see it again, because I'd hate to think that the reason you didn't get it was because, you know, something I did or didn't say. When I believe so strongly that everyone needs it. So get the membership, number one. Number two, become an associate. If it's for you, it's not for everyone. But if you need something in your life, this is going to be an easy thing to do. It's easy not to, don't get me wrong. But there's nothing in that I do that's hard, right? It's all easy stuff. I sit down with somebody. You might shoot them a link to a text, a text video, whatever the deal is. It's just easy stuff. You can do this. So if you have a need in your life, fantastic. We can fill that need. If you just see a value in the membership and you want to share it with others, great. join us, right? Might as well get paid to do it. Some people aren't money motivated. That's fine. We need the money. You do the work. Give us the money. Fair enough? Any money you don't need, Sally, that you were saying? I got 11 kids, right? So, but that's the idea. It's not necessarily for everyone. You might just say, hey, I love the membership, but not for me. Great. Here's what I would ask then. Please refer some people to the person that invited you out. Okay? Number three, get trained. We're going to do an amazing training today. I don't care what your background is. If you do any work with people, Mr. Hall is going to be going through the color code training. If you've never seen it, if you've never even heard about it, stick around. Start getting trained today. And I'm telling you right now, that alone, I mean, people pay a couple of $1,000 to go to a seminar like that where we cover the information that we're going to cover today. Get paid and promoted. Listen, if in your first 20 days, if you level up in your first 20 days, we'll give you a $180 bonus. Here's what I know. It only takes three. It's just that most people wait to day 18, 19, and 20. So don't be like most people. Let's go do it today, Monday, and Tuesday, right? And get you $180 plus the commissions. Make $300 in the next 3 days. How cool would that be? Part-time for 3-4 hours worth of work, right? Here's the deal. Nobody here, as far as I know, is in professional sales. So if you'll make it easy on the person that invited you and just tell them if you're an A, B, or C. A, you're in. You're an associate. A for associate, right? I love what I see. And Damien could have shut up a long time ago, right? B, for become a member, right? Maybe you have some questions about the associateship. Maybe you don't. But you definitely want to get the membership. Turn to the person that invited you out. Let them know you're a B, right? Or a C for see you later. I didn't really see anything here for me, right? But even like I said, even if you're that person, please, you know, make sure now that you know what we do that you refer people to the person that invited you out. Utah, thank you so much for having me out. And give yourselves a round of applause. We're going to take a 10-minute break, and then we'll come back.